Hey, it's Jay Roberts, and I hope you have this date saved on your calendar. Saturday, August 22nd, 2026. You're definitely going to want to remember that date. 95.7 St. Croix Country presenting a new music festival, combining a couple of my favorite things, beer and music. How does it get any better than that? It's called the Picks and Pours Festival. Picks as in guitar picks. We're talking country music, so you got to talk guitar picks. And pours meaning the best craft beer, regional brews, music, and beer together. It's beer by day, music by night. Got a lot of info on that coming soon. But right now, I want to introduce the headlining band that is going to be taking the stage on Saturday night. Now, first, Marty, before we talk, I want to put out some of the accolades that the band has achieved in this amazing career. And it's a long list, so I'll keep it short. Grammy winner, ACM award winner, CMA award winner, over 20 music award nominations, 5 number one Billboard hits, and over 8 million albums sold. And they're coming to Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds to headline Picks and Pours. The band Shenandoah, co-founder and lead vocalist Marty Rabin joins us today. Welcome to St. Croix Country.
Hey, brother. It's good to be with you, Jay. I look forward to it and look forward to getting back up there with the good folk of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Now, where are we calling you at today, Marty?
I'm in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. We're getting ready to go to Kansas City when we leave out of here. But I tell you, man, this Two Dozen Roses thing is taking off so much. It's really, man, I mean, it's literally busted wide open again.
Yes.
You know, to the point that the 90s craze and the love for 90s country music that a lot of people have. I mean, it's had us running absolutely wild. We had a busy January. And we're going to take it all the way down to when we quit at the end of this year. So, I mean, we're tickled to death about that. But we was thinking, as long as we've been in this stuff, we ought to be slowing down. But, man, we picking up, you know, and it's kind of like, what? But, hey, we'll take it any day of the week because it gives us a chance to get out in front of folks and pick and sing and. And that's why we got into this thing. You know, a lot of people have their different reasons to do it. And I can tell you the reason why we're here is because of folks like y'all at radio and the fans that have made it possible for us.
Well, we appreciate that. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of excitement surrounding this event coming up. And we're real excited to be a presenting sponsor of Picks and Pours and also to bring Shenandoah in there now. So you're talking about you're going to be touring again. You said you got a Kansas date coming up and you're going to be touring all the way through the fall.
Yeah, we will be. In fact, man, if I ain't bad wrong, I think we got 12 dates in November.
Wow, you're staying busy.
We're gonna be hitting it. We're gonna be hitting it kind of pretty hot and heavy until then. And like I say, but that, you know, hey, that's a good thing. We look forward to it.
Now, I know your fans are looking forward to seeing you as well. And Marty, hang out for a little bit. We're gonna play a couple of songs, and then I want to continue this talking about the upcoming Picks and Pours for next summer. Let me dig a little deeper into the history of the band as well. We'll do that in a second here on St. Croix Country. It's Jay Roberts. We're back with Marty Rabin, founding member and lead singer of Shenandoah, who is going to be headlining the new craft beer music festival, Picks and Pours. This happening on August 22nd next summer. Looking forward to that. And Marty, I wanted to ask you about the start of Shenandoah, going way back to the beginning. How did the band come about?
Well, we was working from Wednesday to Saturday night at a little old place here in Muscle Shoals. And you know, Muscle Shoals being known for not only the studios here in town, but also a lot of songwriters. I mean, man, there's been a great number of hits, rock and roll, southern rock, country. And that's those type of tunes that have come from Muscle Shoals due to the writers. And a couple of those fellas left the studio and came down to the club we were playing. You know, we were all trying to do studio work and write and that kind of stuff, you know, just trying to scratch out a living and all. And anyway, they came in that night and listened to us. And at one of the breaks, they asked us if we'd come over and sit down at their table. And we did. Of course, we knew who they were. It was Tommy Brassfield and Robert Byrne. And in fact, Robert Byrne was, you know, one of the writers, he and Mac McAnally on Two Dozen Roses. And
yep.
Of course, Tommy Brassfield, he wrote No Getting Over Me, and She's Got a Way of Walking. I mean, just them fellas are country music history as far as songwriters. And anyway, so we sat down at the table, and when we did, they asked if we wanted to go in the studio and record some sides. And they said, look, we got a production deal going on right now with CBS Records. And said, man, we've literally traveled Atlanta, Orlando, Nashville. We've been all over. They give us two opportunities to find an act and to bring to them and record them. And here you guys are, not even 2 miles down from the studio. And we were sitting here listening to you. Man, would you guys want to do that? Go in there and let's cut some speculative sides. Let's bring it to Nashville. Let the powers that be hear it. And, you know, would you think about maybe doing a group thing? So we did. And as they say, the rest is history. We went in and we cut She Doesn't Cry Anymore, which was our first top 10 record, and a couple other records that we had done that worked us up to that. And, you know, after that, we came with Mama Knows. And then after Mama Knows was Church on Cumberland Road, and then Church on Cumberland Road led to Sunday in the South, and Sunday in the South led to Two Dozen Roses, and it just has gone on and on. We've been so blessed and so fortunate to be able to not only record some great songs, but to be fortunate enough to work with some fellas that had really actually showed us the difference between a good song and a great song.
Obviously, we know Shenandoah rose to the top, became a household name in country music. Tell me briefly, what was that experience like when you realized, hey, you know, we're getting mentioned, with the likes of some of the biggest names in country music, and you became that? What does that feel like as an artist?
Well, you know, I don't know. Somebody can say you feel like you've arrived. Somebody can say you feel like you made it. I think the healthy way that we do it is first off, we don't believe we've made it, and we actually don't believe we've arrived, you know. And mm-hmm. I think that's been the driving factor of us trying to, you know, to always continue to go before people and to put on a good show and try to make sure that people are entertained. And you know, and the reason being is because, you know, if we get up there for 90 minutes and do a show. And I know you know what I'm talking about when I say this. If we can get everybody involved and if we can get them singing along and hooping and hollering and clapping their hands and having a big time, then at the end of the evening, they'll realize that they were a part of the show instead of just sitting and witnessing one.
Right.
You know, we're a pretty high energy band anyway. And, you know, when the evening's over and everybody feels like they've been a part of it, it just makes it for the better.
I think it makes it more like an actual show than just a concert, you know, when you involve the audience in the show. And like you said, with the high energy and everything else. We're definitely looking forward to that, Marty, welcoming you in Shenandoah. Again, August 22nd, 2026, St. Croix Country, presenting along with our sister station 105.7 CFW to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds Picks and Pours. Now, Marty, when I get out there at Picks and Pours, I'm gonna have to come say hi to you.
Man, please do. Man, I'm serious, man. Come sit down on the bus with me. Let me introduce you to the rest of these fellas. You'll enjoy them. They good fellas. We got a good camp.
I absolutely will. Thank you, Marty. Hey, all the information is available right now, including tickets. By the way, get the tickets at the best possible price right away. Go to picksandpours.com. Now, most of the songs that you guys recorded, were those written for you, or did you guys have a hand in writing some of those songs as well?
Well, a couple of them we did. You know, me and Mike wrote If Bubba Can Dance, I Can Too with Bob McDill But now the bigger hits that we had, the Two Dozen Roses, Church on Cumberland Road, Moon Over Georgia, and I Want to Be Loved Like That, and stuff like that, you know, we didn't write them. But it goes back to what I was saying a while ago. We had gotten smart enough by listening to these fellas. We had gotten smart enough to know what we felt like, you know, was songs that people were wanting to hear.
Yeah.
You know, songs that appealed to people, you know, where nobody had to think about anything. They just had to listen to it, and they would make their determination about whether they liked it or not. You know, I don't know. Somebody said one day that, you know, your songs are transistent, you know, as far as, you know, what year, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
How old you are, it doesn't make any difference. You know, they did, you know, it's got a mass appeal that it appeals to everybody. Well, I guess that's right, because that sure has... That sure has worked for us awfully good. I mean, we're doing songs. When we did the retake on on Two Dozen Roses. We did it with Luke Combs. I mean, the song's older than Luke.
Yeah. That was what, 2020, what was it, a couple of years ago, right? 2023, you guys recorded that with him.
No. It was kind of about middle ways of last year. And then middle ways of this year, we did Sunday in the South with Al Dean and Luke Bryan.
And that one's out now. That one's been released now.
It has. And then we got a few more surprises with a new album that's going to be dropping next year. We didn't go back in. I mean, it's new stuff. In fact, we got one that we're real, real excited about that we did with the Church on Cumberland Road. But and I'd give anything in the world if I could tell you, but I can't. I literally would. Jay, they'd hang me up by my toenails.
Well, we'll have to wait to see how that, you know, when that comes out next year or something. What, the middle of next year?
Yeah. In fact, it should be in the spring of the year, actually.
Now, do you have one particular song that kind of stands out as being maybe the most special song or the most meaningful song that that Shenandoah has put out?
Shucks, to be honest with you, Jay Bird, we've done so many albums and we've done so many, you know, singles and stuff like that. This is what anybody in the business, this is what your PR director would tell you to tell people. Look, tell them it's Two Dozen Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Two Dozen Roses was a great song for us and still continues to be. And this 90s craze, you know, is just fueling it. But we had tunes like Moon Over Georgia and I Want to Be Loved Like That. And I would probably have to say, I Want to Be Loved Like That is probably one of my favorite songs that we've ever done. You know, and the reason being is because of you know what the lyric content is, and when you look back and you reflect on where you are and literally in life and you know what life means to you and where you are as far as your personal walk I try to walk with the Lord as close as I absolutely can and to realize and understand that, you know, loving people and being good to people is probably utmost the best thing in the world that, you know, that we can do as an individual,
yeah.
You know, outside of, you know, serving God and with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Absolutely. The world could use a lot more of that these days, especially.
Well, sure could, brother. I mean, it really, really could.
Yeah, that's. I'm with you 100% on that one. I want to ask you also, being that this upcoming event, Picks and Pours, is all about music and beer. We know that you got the music thing covered, no doubt about that. What about beer, Marty? Are you a beer drinker at all?
No, you know, actually, I'm not. I used to be, but that stuff got the best of me. I had to leave it behind.
Sure. Well, that's good.
It did. It got the best of me. I got to liking it more than I did anything else. So I figured if I was going to fulfill my dreams and everything like that, I couldn't have that as a roadblock in front of me. I kind of skirted around that and picked the pick back up and started picking more than pouring.
Yeah. Well, that's, that's good. I know that this event is kind of separated, you know, they have like the daytime event with all the pouring and then in the evening, it's going to be the picks and we're looking forward to welcoming Shenandoah. And, I've got information, basically everything people need to know about this event can be found online at picksandpours.com. Again, coming up on Saturday, August 22nd, that's at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds.
Hey, everybody, I'm Marty Rabin from the country music group Shenandoah, and I can tell you right now, we are more than excited to announce that we're going to be headlining the brand new craft beer and music fest, Picks and Pours, in 2026. That's going to be a good year for picking and pouring. So y'all keep listening to St. Croix Country for more information and all the details you need to make it out to the show. Don't miss it. Be there, be square.